Okay, Jim, you seem like, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you got a lot on your mind, something's eating you. What do you say we give a spin to the old Wheel of Anger? Okay, then the wheel lands on, why isn't Dick Cheney dead yet? All right, when we come back, we'll get into why isn't Dick Cheney dead yet on the Jim Rowe Wheel of Anger. Stay with us.
And now, Slow Rock at Supermax. Mark Maron.
Ow! Woo! Ow! Thank you, Jim. Yeah. We spun your Wheel of Anger. I don't want to deter from that. I want you to lock in. Get focused. The Wheel of Anger landed on, why isn't Dick Cheney dead yet? So take it away. Ride the bile train.
Thank you, Mark Maron. You know, next month, Vanity Fair magazine will unveil its most chilling expose on the deterioration of the human body since Demi Moore posed nude for the August 91 issue, revealing she was pregnant with Ashton Kutcher. Now, I'm not talking about the Elephant Man, Michael Jackson, or even Mr. French on Family Affair. I'm talking about that festering mass of intellectual and moral swampland we all refer to as the President of the United States, Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, let's look at the hard, ugly facts revealed in the June issue of Vanity Fair.
Okay.
One, Carrie Russell will not be cutting her hair again, and she's got nice tits. Two, Anderson Cooper is even more boring in print than on TV.
Yeah.
And three, $1.50 an issue is way too much to pay for this kind of crap. And four, there's a fourth one, no one knows why Dick Cheney is still alive. It baffles the best minds of science. Look at him. He's only 65. I keep forgetting that. This is in 1820. 65-year-olds do not look like that anymore. He's at least 30 pounds overweight, and his arteries are now harder than his penis ever was. He's riddled with gout and looks like Dorian Gray's picture. Why isn't Dick Cheney dead yet? Nah, don't get me wrong, Mark. I'm not a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing any physical harm on any member of the Bush administration or family. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
That would be too easy for him. No, I'm just intellectually curious as to the science behind this strange anomaly. And I know this subject has come up millions of times before, talk show hosts and stand-up comics and everywhere, making fun of Dick Cheney's health, accusing him of being a vampire or harvesting organs from illegal aliens or being a robot or attaining his strength by kissing the frozen lips of Ted Williams' head. I've heard it all before, Mark. And it's all idle speculation. Because the actual details of Cheney's physical condition are a closely guarded secret linked to national security. And I know why.
Uh-huh.
I believe the Bush administration has the secret to eternal life and is hiding it from the rest of us.
Mm.
I also believe it is somehow linked to strange Masonic rituals revolving around the 12-step program, a mystical belief in the dark powers of Barbara Bush's guano-laden womb, and beer.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. I believe every winter solstice, the Cheneys gather at Crawford. There in a submerged grotto, Nubian slaves tether Barbara Bush between two mighty cedars and tranquilize her with rhino medicine.
Yeah.
I believe the body of Dick Cheney is then physically inserted into her menacing uterus, utilizing some abandoned mining apparatus and an old railroad spur.
Ooh.
I believe that for the next 6 days, the bat-filled cave of Barbara Bush infuses into the body of Dick Cheney the necessary life forces to survive the unthinkable in a process too strange and too powerful for ordinary humans to understand. And I believe this all happens in front of three witnesses and a notary public. And I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. And I believe this is my responsibility to tell you this. You've just taken a ride on Jim's Wheel of Anger. Only this time, it was more like Jim's Wheel of Discussion. I've been Earl, and you've just been Earled.
Wow, Jim, thanks, man. He certainly gave us all a lot to chew on mentally.
Man, somebody wipe me down.
Yeah, wow, you're sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of your hair color's coming out and running down your face.
Oh, man, well, you know, it's only in the face of the best toupee in business sitting across from me here.
Where the hell you get Vanity Fair for $1.50? When was the last time you bought that magazine?
Well, that's the subscription rate.
It is?
Yeah.
You get subscription to Vanity Fair?
No, I don't. That's why.
You're just making it up.
The subscription rate.
Okay.
$1.50.
Oh, man.
Per issue.
That was good stuff, buddy.